We're doing Mitivot Shalom on Teshuvah, and we had learned the previous times that it says in Isaiah, in Yeshayo, Ya'azov rashat darko v'yishav n'machshevotav. The wicked have to leave their path. The sinful, those that have transgressed, have to leave their train of thought. And so the Mitivot Shalom had stressed that there's a background to sin, to transgression, and it is this background that we have to overcome. And the first point that the Netivot Shalom had discussed is the idea that there are two drives in this world. There's a drive to create and a drive to destroy. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu has to tell us, choose life, because we have it within us to choose destruction. And so Moshe has to tell us, choose life. And that is the first point of tshuva. A person has to choose the way of life, to choose the way of productivity. Secondly, the Magid Midovna had discussed our traits. Ya'azov rashat darko in Maimonides is a reference to leaving the derogatory traits. Anger, hatred, jealousy, mockery, that's Ya'azov Rashat Darko. When a person tries to connect to his Father in heaven, he has to work on being a better person, and that's what allows him to connect to Hashem. Uviyisod Avodah, and in the work Yisod Avodah, b'michtevei Kodesh, in the holy letters, in the fourth letter it writes, Katav barichut mashal, he gives this whole long mashal, this whole long allegory, leben melech zach hasechel, there's this prince who's got a sharp mind, shaya omet tamid m'chitzato shel ha'melech b'ima, that he's always standing next to the king, and he's always trembling, he's always scared. And the king looked at the essence, his goal is that his child should purify his traits sevenfold. And if he really becomes a sharp person, if he's really perfected his traits, he will be able to lead whole countries. And the king says, so long as he's standing next to me, I can't know what his true traits are. Because he's so scared of me, he has such respect. So the king sends him to a distant place. And even though the king technically rules the other place as well, but over there it's not as overt. The child doesn't feel that his father is watching his every deed. And when the child was there, when the prince was there, suddenly started behaving like everyone else. Till he suddenly thought to himself and said, boy, I have really bad traits, the prince says to himself. And he thought to himself, gee, pretty soon I'm going to have to meet the king again. And the prince started thinking, I remember what it's like being in the castle. I really had to behave there, and it was so much fun. There were so many benefits to being there, and I'm coming back there soon. So the kid starts working on himself and changing his behavior, and the more the better he became at acting like a prince, the easier it was for him to envision being back in the castle. He started behaving like that prince, and it became easier for him to envision what it was like to be in the castle. And if you look over there in the letters, he continues and describes that that's what happens when the soul comes down to the body. The soul is up in heaven, and God says, go down. Go to another place that's distant. Go prove yourself. Go. Let's see how you've developed your traits. The soul comes down here, and suddenly it's so much fun. So many things to do. It's nice to be nasty and sarcastic. and say a few sly words behind someone's back. There are a lot of nice things to do down here. And then suddenly a person thinks to himself, gee, where am I going? What's my purpose? מתוכן הדברים יש לראות כי תכלית ירידת הנשמה לעולם הזה היא לזכך המידות. The essence of what we see is that the soul comes down here to purify the traits. Our job down here is to become better people. ובשעה שהמידות מזוכחות, and as much as a person perfects his traits, אז היכול יהודי לצייר עמידתו נוכח פני השם. A Jew can imagine standing opposite Hashem. ובזמן שמידותיו אינם תאורות, and when a person does not have good traits, his traits are not pure, אינו יכול לתאר התענוג הנפלא מקרבת אלוקותו יתברך. A person can't imagine why closeness to Hashem would have any value. כי המידות הן הרקע לכל העניינים הרוחניים, because the backdrop to anything spiritual is our own traits. So that's step two that the Nitivot Shalom describes. That as we work on our traits, we open up ourselves to connecting and to conceptualizing connecting to Hashem Yitbarach. A person wants to come close, there's a reason why prophecy emanates from perfection of one's traits. The better a person I can be vis-a-vis society, vis-a-vis my fellow man, the closer I can be to Hashem. It goes hand in hand. So that's number two when we speak about backdrop to transgression.